When two musicians known as Rai began posting their songs on the internet last year, there was a clamor to figure out the identity of the woman singing so seductively.
Oh, my song says it all. Do you hear it in the verse?
Turns out that woman is a man singing contralto. Rai, that's spelled R-H-Y-E, just released their debut album. It's called Woman. And our critic Will Hermes thinks they use the androgynous voice to great effect.
I'm a fool for that shake in your thumbs. I'm a fool for that sound in your thumbs.
There's a long tradition of female impersonators in pop, from English music hall star George Robey to RuPaul. Then there are male singers whose vocal register and delivery simply conjure the feminine. The jazz singer Jimmy Scott is one marvelous example. The avant-garde pop singer Antony is another. And now, we can add to that list Rai's Mike Milosh.
I wanna make this play. Oh, I know you're faded. But stay, don't close your hands. I wanna make this play. Oh, I know you're faded. But stay.
Rai are clearly playing with notions of sexual identity, and they've made a concerted effort to keep their own identities mysterious. Their love songs are gender neutral, and you'd be hard-pressed to find a photo of the group that doesn't cast them in shadows. In the internet era, that's an artistic statement in itself. But ultimately, the swooning beauty of Rai's music makes the gender question irrelevant, which may be the point of the group's dodge. They use the sometimes cheesy trappings of easy-listening pop, music generally designed to tranquilize, towards more provocative ends. What's the difference between male and female passion? If love is a drug, what are its side effects? Rai make chill-out music, but it never quite lets your mind switch off.
Don't tell me to change. No. Ooh, oh, oh. Don't give me that face.
Rai's new album is called Woman. You can hear an interview with the members of the group at nprmusic.org. Our critic Will Hermes is author of the book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.